We have come, Lord, to worship you. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You are gracious. You are awesome, Father. We thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor for every great thing you have done for us. We thank you for this year, the year of great things. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and minister to us. Father, whatever you have in your heart for us, reveal it to us through your word and by your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Master. Be Lord in this service. Be Lord, Master, over this city, over this nation, over this region of Africa, and over this continent. Be Lord over the entire earth. Be Lord, Master, over the situation in Middle East. Be Lord, Master, over every nation on earth. We thank you. We give you praise and honor. And I pray for your blessing upon the worshipers who are here and those who are watching online. We give you all the glory and the honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. And those ones who are buying there, please come in front here. Douglas, I just want to see you in front here. I've not seen your face for a long time. Come just near here. Praise God. Come in front here. And even the sister, come in front here. I want to see some of you. I've not seen for a long time. Yeah, Sister Sulaina, please come and sit here. Come and sit here. Clap for us, is our Sunday school teacher. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Brother Stephen, you're welcome. Brother Stephen lives in Mukono, so he comes all the way from Mukono. So some of you who live in Kampala, you have no excuse to come to church early. Praise God. He comes all the way from Mukono. Give the Lord another mighty hand of praise. And I want just to welcome one testimony. You know, God is always at work. One testimony of what the Lord has done for you in answer to prayer. A real testimony. I don't want stories, but what the Lord has done. Praise God. If it's not there, we proceed. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. I know you have a lot of testimonies, but you are sitting on it. But at the right time, you'll unveil it. Praise God. Today we are looking at a message entitled, The Church. The Church. Last Sunday, we looked at the vision. We said for great things to happen in our lives, we need a vision. A vision is where you are going. A vision is where you are going. A vision is a revelation of a future that God wants you to go to. A vision is very important. Without a vision, the Bible says you perish. People perish. They don't only suffer, it can destroy you. Lack of a vision, because you don't know what God has for you, is a terrible thing. It is upon you to find out from God what your purpose is on earth. And we touched lightly about destiny. Destiny is God's purpose. His plan and purpose for you. God's plan and purpose. That plan and purpose is revealed through divine revelations. Periodically, God reveals to you about that future. That's what the vision is. Divine revelation. You see? So that you can fulfill your purpose. So it is upon you to find out what God has created you to do. A vision can be about something. God can give you a vision, a future about certain things. The church has a vision. So if you don't know, you can't even have the resources. You live a gambling life. You must live a deliberate life in the Lord. Be deliberate. You have to be deliberate. You don't have to gamble. And I want to assure you, church, that God is real. God is alive. He is alive and well. And he answers prayers. He answers prayers. He is active in the current affairs, just like he was active in the past. He is still active now. You see? He's the same. He's unchanging. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he's dependable. He's faithful. So don't let anything put you to a place where you doubt God. Praise God. And I want you to be familiar really with those words. The vision, purpose, destiny. You have to know it. The good news of the kingdom. What is the good news of the kingdom? Simple. That the promised Messiah of the world, the Savior, came. He lived. He died for sins. He offers forgiveness. He resurrected and he offers forgiveness. And eternal life to those who believe. Eternal life is God's own life. What is the kingdom? People talk about seek the kingdom first. Seek, what is the kingdom? The kingdom is God's government, God's rule, God's influence. The kingdom, let me tell you in a nutshell, is about doing what God has called you to do and being what he has called you to become. Being what he has called you to be. Doing and being. The kingdom is about what? Doing and being. The kingdom is about what? Doing and being. I'm telling you, if you neglect that, you're wasting your time. Doing what God has called you to do and being what God has called you to be in Christ. That's all. That's all. Because there's no kingdom in the world without the kingdom in your heart. The kingdom is first birth in your heart through faith. That's why Jesus says, don't look around. Where is the kingdom of God? Here it, and here people say, it is here, it is there. No, it is within you. When you receive Christ, the kingdom is within you. You begin to change from within yourself and you begin to influence your world. That's why without the kingdom in your heart, you have no kingdom in the world. It is you to influence the world for God. It is you to make people see that, oh, God is really there. We can see him work in the life of this lady, in the life of this man. So I think I need to seek that God and that Savior. Praise God. That is what the kingdom is about. So I want us to look at the church. We shall find time as we go through a series of these messages. We shall look at the church, the purpose of the church, the vision of the church. The value of the church. Shall look at all that, the mission of the church. Praise God. So let's look at the church. Let's look at the church. Let's look at a number of scriptures that can give us some clear picture about what the church is. Because some people come and sit in the church and they don't understand what is church. What is church? And if you don't know, you'll mess a lot in church. You end up messing. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. In this passage, Paul gave instruction to the pastors, to the elders. Pastors are just the elders of the church. Acts 20, verse 28. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. There's something interesting here. You see? He was telling the pastors, the shepherds, to watch themselves first. Watch over yourself. And also the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. You oversee, a pastor oversees the flock of God. It's not your flock, the flock of God, which you are made to be an overseer, to see and help. Any person that God has brought in this church, that the Lord has put me in, he has brought you here so that I can help you. So don't try to be very perfect. Don't try to live a double life. Don't try to live a deceitful life. Don't try to hide anything, because God has brought you so that I can help you. Your pastor is a gift to you to help you. Praise God. So don't hide the bad side of you. Talk it over with him. He'll help you. So me, I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised if someone has made a mistake. Don't tell me. That's the only way you can come out. I will help you, because you were brought so that I can help you. God doesn't bring perfect people in the church. He brings people to work on in his church and make them perfect like his son. So the moment you think that you are very perfect, you don't make mistakes. You don't make mistakes. Then you begin to live an hypocritical life. You become an hypocrite. You live two lives, or even three or four lives instead of one in Christ. In New Living Translation, the same passage says, so guard yourselves and God's people. Guard. Why do you have to guard yourself? So when you need to understand, you may be a leader in the church, you may be a pastor, an elder. Guard yourself and God's people. God's people. Those are people who are in the church, who have received Christ as Lord and Savior, who worship him. Feed and shepherd God's flock. Teach them. To feed them is to teach them the word. Let me tell you, there's nothing more valuable for you than the word. If you just sit at home, you miss services. All the services we have in the church are means of dispensing God's grace, God's help for you. You have to sit there. People don't change overnight. They don't change at once. God works on them through his word gradually. So if you abscond, you miss the steps. You remain stagnant. You remain in one place. But if you are there always praying, God eventually brings you to a point where you will break through in life. Every church must break through. Every individual must break through. It's just a matter of persistence. Praise God. Feed and shepherd God's flock, which is his church. New Living Translation says that. Which is his church? We are looking at what church is. It's God's flock. Purchased with his own blood. The church is bought. The church is bought. Jesus bought his church by his own blood. He paid his life for his church. That's why you have to handle your church reverently. You rever the Lord. Handle God's church well. Take care of whatever responsibility you are given. Which he purchased with his own blood, over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as elders. See, the Holy Spirit influences the appointment of people to serve. Let's look at Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9, NIV. It talks about salvation is by grace. By God's help. Grace is God's help. There are certain things that only God can help you to become. It is by grace. Salvation is by grace. It is not easy to find God unless he helps you to find him. It's not easy to walk away from sin unless he helps you to break free from sin. It's not easy to leave alcohol if your grandfather drank, your father drank, and you are now drinking. You can't walk away from that easily. You need help, and God is the one that provides that help. And that's why the Bible says in John 1:12 that yet to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave them the power to become sons of God, to become children. So you need power to begin to look like God. You need power to break free from sin. You need power to stop lying. You need power to stop being immoral. You need power to stop being a jealousy person, a malicious person. You need power. You need power. As long as the devil is in this world, he can make people do terrible things. And that's why the gospel of salvation must be preached. That's why the kingdom must be preached. Read the newspaper and see what is going on in the world. You need power to break free. To break free. Praise God. I invited Anthony to come. Anthony, come and sit here in front here. Come. This man here used to worship from here. So he rang me recently. I said, you come. Praise God. There are things you cannot break away from. You can only break away from them by the power of God, by the help of God, by the grace of God. There are certain kind of debts you will never come out of. You always hear that people die with the debts. In fact, it is worst in the Western world because they have credit card system. And now here we have the phone system. I want to warn you, be very careful. Don't just borrow from everywhere. That's why I want to encourage you, join the circle. The women have a good circle here, the men have a good circle here. See Pastor Harriet for our men's circle. They can help you. And don't be addicted to the circle forever. In fact, the next training that Enterprise Uganda will have, I want all of you people there. They equip you. That's another military camp for learning business. Go there. Go there. I was expecting to see some of you there, but I was disappointed. It is a powerful training. It is what the Word of God, it reinforces just what the Word of God teaches us. But they are forceful, very forceful. Here we handle you with the kids' gloves, but there they handle you like you are in a military camp, but for business. Praise God. You need grace. You need a help. I'm so happy for my brother who has come. Very happy. Clap for him, that gentleman there. I've been inviting him to church. You can sit down. You're welcome. I've been inviting him all along. All along. You know him. Some of you know him. But God loves him. But inside him, there's a wonderful man. But against him, there's a work of the enemy. The enemy wants him to be a slave. But Jesus will set him free. The Spirit guided his foot here. And if he listens, he hearkens to the voice of the Holy Spirit through the word, his life will change forever. His destiny shall be released. Whatever he lost, he shall take it back. So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 to 9 it says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You need help to get saved. So Jesus purchased his church using his blood and by the grace of God. Help that comes from God. I'd gone to, I tell you, church, you know, sometimes you hear testimonies that strengthens you. I'd gone to Entebbe, then I met a certain soldier. He's a warrant officer. That soldier knew me because his division commander came here one time for prayers. And God helped him. He had a sick person, that division commander, a very sick person that had disturbed them a lot. When we prayed for that person, the person got healed up to today. So he saw me in Entebbe, he came to me. He said, hey, Bishop, you are here? I said, yes, I'm here. Then we began to talk. Then he told me, you know, I went to Somalia for mission, the UN mission that our army has been going for several times. But he gave me, and he's born again, he gave me a testimony. He said one time they were expecting Al-Shabaab to attack them. With him, he was in his trench, Izandaki. And he was inside that hole. And on top of the hole, there was an iron sheet. So you see, there's only a certain opening in front of you to see in case the enemy is coming, and through which you can also shoot your gun. So he prayed throughout the evening up to 2 a.m. in the morning, asking God to protect them from the attack of the enemy and preserve their lives. Then he had a voice, and it was the voice of the Holy Spirit. It told him, lower your head. Lower your head. The Holy Spirit told him, lower your head. Lower your head. Then he lowered his head. When he lowered his head, he felt something like water flowing on the side of his face. Like water. Then the voice says, turn your head and look. He turned and looked and saw a huge snake. It was trying to spit to blind his eyes. He jumped and took off. When they came to check his trench, they found, you know, normally the snake, after it has spit heavy, a lot of poison, it remains there. But they found it had wriggled out. They only got a huge mark in the sand. And that's a desert. Because he asked himself, he said, there's no rain here. What is this wet thing? Now, when he saw the snake, he knew now. The snake went. But the devil had come to destroy him that day. Then he went to the doctor. The unit doctor told him, said, look, there's a Somali who was totally blinded just recently by the poison. When the cobra spits the poison in your eyes, it's permanently damaged. Permanently. But you realize God is with him. God is with him. And he told me it was a result of witchcraft. I don't have the detail to tell you. But they had a problem with somebody. Because he refused to do the bad thing that person. He wanted him to sell certain things. In fact, food, he refused. Because the other person was junior. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. Because I don't want to mess up my faith. Then this person contacted people in Uganda here to go for witchcraft, because this man is going to be a witness against him. You just look at the power of the devil. Things are done from here to knock this man off so that he doesn't appear.
And God preserved him. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. So it was a very encouraging testimonies. And many others. So I want to assure you, the God who saved you will answer your prayer. Sometimes because of his grace, he's kind to sinners, even people who don't know him. He helps them until he finds them. It is until they reject him totally. He tries again and again and again. God doesn't easily give up on people. He's not like you. Tell your neighbor, he's not like you. Sometimes we give up on people. And that's why the Holy Spirit gave us his fruit. You have the Holy Spirit in you, should produce patience like God is patient. But sometimes we don't allow the Holy Spirit to produce that patience. That patience, praise God. So it is by the help, by faith, and by grace that God produces his church, calls people out of the world into the church. By the way, the Greek word ecclesia means the called out ones, the people who are called out. It's a Greek word, it means church. People who have been called out of the world into fellowship with God. Called out of the world, ecclesia. Sometimes you people think it is the word for the Roman Catholics. No, it's a Greek word. Of course, it means church. So what is the church when you look at the scriptures we have looked? What is the church? I want you to write down that. Write it down. The church is a special community of people. A special community of people saved by sacrificial death of Christ. A special community of people. The church is a special community of people saved by the sacrificial death of Christ. And the grace of God. The church is a special community of people saved by the sacrificial death of Christ. And the grace of God. The help of God. Appropriated by faith and personal commitment to Christ. These people, are saved by the sacrificial death of Christ and the grace of God. Appropriated, to appropriate is to receive by faith and personal commitment to Christ. Write another line. They belong to God in a special way through Christ. They belong to God in a special way through Christ. They belong to God in a special way through Christ. All true believers are a part of a universal church. All true believers are a part of what? A universal church, a worldwide church. True believers. You have true believers everywhere. Write another line, the last one. This church finds expression in various local communities. This church, the universal church, finds expression in various local communities. What does this mean? That all true believers are part of a universal church. We are in one church worldwide. All true believers are in one church. That's the church of Jesus Christ. One. But they are not in one place. They are in different places. That's why this statement says, this church finds expression in various local communities or local churches. Victory Church, Christ Ministries International, is one of them, is one such a community. You may find born again in the Anglican Church. They are still born again, saved by grace through faith. They are still a part of the universal church. You will find another Pentecostal church with another name, but who came to salvation through faith in Christ. they are also an expression there. So they find expression in local communities set in different places with different names. But their Lord and Savior is Christ Jesus. And they're committed to what he has said. They're committed to his word. So that is what the church is. A special community of people saved by the sacrificial death of Christ and the grace of God, appropriated by faith and personal commitment to Christ. They belong to God in a special way through Christ. All true believers are part of a universal church. This church finds expression in various local communities. Praise God. So I want us to go down a little bit. You need to understand that you are part of that church individually. We are part of that church individually. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse number 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse number 16. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? The day you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside you. The Holy Spirit lives inside you. The Holy Spirit lives inside you. The day you accepted Christ as Lord, the Spirit of God lives, he comes and lives inside you. You become a temple of the living God. You yourself is a church. The church is not just the building. The building is the place of fellowship. You must have a place of fellowship. You must have a good place that glorifies God from where you are. You go out. Your base. You must have a base. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, that God's Spirit lives in you? Some people, they live their lives and yet they're believers like there's no Holy Spirit inside them. They don't interact with the Holy Spirit. They don't talk to the Holy Spirit of God. They don't. They are not able, they have not developed the ability to hear from the Holy Spirit. How do you miss? You just look at the soldiers at the front line. Able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Spirit of God says, leave that place. Leave. The moment they leave that place, a very terrible accident takes place there. I mean, is God is a great God. At one time, God was living in the cloud. He was living in the tabernacle alone. But that is in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, he came to live in the heart of man. You can imagine. Came to live in the spirit of people. It's a powerful thing. You can't. That's why actually Jesus said that John, of anybody that was born of woman, there was no one greater than John the Baptist. Can you imagine that? And then he went ahead and said, but the least in the kingdom of God. That is saved by grace through faith is greater than John. Can you imagine that? So sometimes we belittle our salvation and we gamble with life. Instead of concentrating on God. Because let me tell you, unless you get the priorities of God right, you will miss what God has for you. Sometimes what we make number one, he's not number one for God. He wants to get number one first from his side, then things will fall in place. Sometimes we put other things number one and God the last one. Things won't work out. And you think he doesn't care. You think maybe he's not hearing your prayer. You even wonder, is he really there? You see? Because your priorities are right. First the kingdom and his righteousness. First you are doing and being by the grace of God. That's what the kingdom is about. Doing and being. Then the rest will follow that you really need. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 27. It says each believer is a part of the church. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Is a part of it. Each one of you is a part of it. Imagine God comes to live with you. He gives you his own life, eternal life. You are part of that church. And that's why communion is very important. I mean, gathering together is very important. Very important. Some people say, oh, me, I'm watching church on TV. I'm watching church on TV. So you're watching on TV, you are fellowshipping with who? Because salvation is like marriage. You can never be in marriage alone. Your partner must be there. You can never be work out your salvation without other people around you to step on your toes, to make you feel some pain so that you grow up. God passes us through many things. God makes you stay in a community. Live with people. Some people are very difficult. Some people don't need one help. They need so many helps. So God will train you to be like him. One time one lady was talking to God, complaining. Said, God, this lady came for food I gave her. She came for another thing I gave her. Again, another day, she came asking me for saucepans. I gave her. She's disturbing me a lot. Then God spoke to her clearly. That is how you also disturb me. That is how you also disturb me. So that's why the Bible says it's blessed to give than to receive. Because when you receive without giving, it ends there. When you receive and then you give some away, it doesn't end there. You again receive. Give and you shall receive. Giving to God first, of course, and then to people. Let me tell you, church, giving. Giving. If there's still someone among you who does not return the tithe of God, you are really working against yourself, you are working against your children, you are working against your grandchildren. You don't tithe and you are seated here, you are not serious. Tell your neighbor, you are not serious. Because tithe is for honoring God. God says it in Malachi 1, I think verse 6, 7, that if I'm your father, the word father in Hebrew means source. If I'm your source, where is my honor? Where is my honor? Let me tell you, it's a matter of time only. You may even accumulate much, but it won't benefit you. But it won't be fulfilling because you don't honor him. And offerings, They are your seeds. He will multiply it and give you back. That's what scripture teaches. And you will have contentment. You see, the blessing of God is about happiness and contentment. It's about what? Happiness, contentment, and prosperity. The blessing of God is about happiness, contentment, and prosperity. There are people who are not contented with what is in their hand. I need to kill that person and get what he has. I need to throw him out of that office and sit there and get more. No, that's not a blessing. That's not a blessing. So the blessing of God has to do with happiness, contentment, and prosperity. Prosperity is growth, doing well, flourishing. So that is it. So learn to do things according to the will of God, that will make you progress. So giving is very key, very key. And producing the character of God through the fruit of the Holy Spirit is very key. It's very key because that's what will make the world begin to see God through you. In fact, Malachi chapter 1, verse number 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If I'm a father, where is the honor due me? He was talking about tithe. Where is the honor due me? Where? And any time you touch what God has reserved for himself, you touch his glory. And when you touch his glory, there's a repercussion. And that's why when you read in Malachi 3 from verse number 6, it says, return to me and I will return to you. Because they touched his honor, they got separated from him. So we're saying, return. And then they ask, how do we return? In tithes and offerings. He told Adam, he said, the day you eat of this fruit, which I've reserved for myself, you will die. In Hebrew, the word in Hebrews, the word death means separation. In other words, God will say, the day you eat of this, you will get separated from me. In fact, they were separated. They were thrown out of the garden. They got separated physically and then spiritually until God made a salvation plan. Praise God. Let's look at 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 5. New Living Translation. And you are the living, you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. You are living stones. You see what God uses for building his church? Are living people, not dead bricks and stones, living ones. No, Elim, you are a living stone. You are a living stone. God uses you to build his church, which is a community, a special community of people, special community. The church is a special community of believers. Not only that, every believer is called to function as a priest. You know what a priest does? He brings issues of people to God. He comes between God and people. That's why we pray. Say, God, look at this situation. Have mercy and change it. The priesthood of the New Testament believers, powerful, but through Christ. Peter talked about it. You are priests and kings. Not only are you a priest, but you exercise dominion, rulership. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. What comes out of your life? Does it please God? Does it please God? Does it please God? Very, very important. So it is very important for you to understand what church is, because then you can handle yourself well, then you can benefit from being in God's church. Being in church is so profitable. Apostle Paul talked about it. Very beneficial. I want us to take time to pray. Praise God. Let's stand up. Let's stand up and we pray. Let's pray. Say, oh God, thank you for calling me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for making me a building block of your church. Thank you for living inside me. Forgive me for all the sins that I've committed against you. Forgive me for anything that I've neglected doing as a member of your body. Jesus, my Lord and Savior, change my life. Make my life better. Make my life better. Make me my life better. Bless me so that I can be a blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me watch over myself. Help me watch over my brother. Help me be my brother's keeper. Help me manifest your character. Help me manifest your character. You purchased me with your own blood, Jesus. Help me produce the fruit of salvation in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Lift up your voice and talk to him. Talk to him. If there's a way you have been living in the church without regarding what God has called you to do and to become, repent. Just repent. Repent. You are the building block. Through your life, you can build God's church. Through your life, you can build God's church. Ask him to help you build his church. Ask you to help him build your church, his church. I mean spiritually, to build, and physically. Talk to him. 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 If there are things you have neglected in your life as a believer and you are not doing it, ask him to forgive you and ask for the grace to enable you do and become, to enable you do and be, to enable you do and be, to enable you do and be, because you are in the kingdom. You are in his kingdom. You are in his kingdom. You have to influence your world. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. You are saved by grace through the sacrificial death of Christ. Talk to him. You belong to him in a special way. Talk to him. What is it in your heart that has burdened you? Unburden it. Give it to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. You are part of his church. You are part of his body. Talk to him. You are a member of your local congregation. Talk to him and ask him to make you a blessing in that congregation. A blessing. A blessing. A blessing. ask him to enable you. Give what is due to him and to others. Give your service. He has called you to serve. He has called you to serve. Give him your service. He has called you to serve. Give him your service. Our motto here in Uganda says, for God and my country. When you serve your country, you serve God. Wherever God has planted you, be his representative there. Be his representative there. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you honor. Father, we bless your name. May power, glory, and honor remain yours forever and ever. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. If you have something that has burdened you, lift it to God. You have a personal need, lift it to God. Lift it to God. Even those who are watching online, lift it to the Lord. Lift it. He answers prayers. He answers prayers. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. You're a God who answers prayer. You're a God who heals. You're a God who delivers. You're a God who blesses. Talk to him. Whatever they need, talk to him now. He's a God of miracles. Talk to him now. Talk to him. His grace is available. His help is available. He's able to reach anywhere in the world. Talk to him about it. He's the God of the universe. Father, we thank you. I commit them into your hands. Whatever need they have, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, solve that need. Solve that need. Father, I rebuke pain to leave their bodies in Jesus' name. I rebuke pain to go. I rebuke pain to go. I rebuke infirmity to go. I break the curse of infirmity. I rebuke sickness to be healed in Jesus' name. I rebuke diseases to go. Father, touch your people. Set them free. Set them free from infirmity. Set them free from different ailments. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Break the power of the wicked one. Break the power of Satan. Even those who are attacked through satanic powers, in the name of Jesus, I bind that power and I break that demonic order over God's people in the name. I break it over that person. Be free from satanic power. Be free from satanic harassment. Be free from that situation that looks impossible. Let that mountain before you be leveled in the name of Jesus. Let that answer come. Let the rescue of God come. He saves people, not only our soul, even rescues you from your problems. Let him answer to your financial needs in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You can take your seats. If you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus, and you need to give your life to Jesus, or you backslid and you need to restore your salvation, can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? Want to get saved? Praise God. If we are all saved, we thank God, but let's reach out, let ministers to other people, for ourselves or individually, and for those who are watching online. If you have no relationship with God that you are confident about, that you know about, you can enter a relationship with God right now. The God who created the universe, the God who created you, the God who says, I knew you before you were born, before you came out of your mother's womb. I knew you and I ordained you. I have a plan for you. I have a purpose for you. So
you can enter that relationship with such a God right now through a simple prayer of commitment, and say that prayer for me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins right now. I invite you to come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. And I want to encourage you to find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually and begin to read the Bible from the Gospel of John, and then you go to the rest of the Gospels. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International here in Luzira. And I know your life shall be blessed. And if we can help you, we can send you reading materials. You reach us about the commitment you have made to Christ through the contacts on the screen, our contacts on the screen. We shall send you reading materials that will help you in your newfound relationship with the Lord. God bless you abundantly. Amen. Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God, and you love God, and you want to engage with Him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your new phone life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.